You're with SBS Radio.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਸੁਮੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਗੂੜਾ ਤੇ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਮੈਲਬਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੰਡੀਅਨ ਫਿਲਮ ਫੈਸਟੀਵਲ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ 11 ਤੋਂ 30 ਅਗਸਤ ਤੱਕ, ਅਤੇ ਬੰਬੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਦਿੱਗਜ ਸਿਤਾਰੇ, ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਅਤੇ ਰਾਈਟਰ ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੇ, ਅਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਈ ਹੈ ਜਸਮੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਰੀਨ ਨੇ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਫਿਲਮ ਨੇ ਧਮਾਕਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਡੈਬਿਊ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਡਾਰਲਿੰਗਸ ਫਿਲਮ ਬਣਾਈ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਉਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਦੱਸਣਗੇ। ਮੈਲਬਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿੱਘਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਜਸਮੀਤ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਮੈਲਬਨ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮੱਚ ਫੋਰ ਵੈਲਕਮਿੰਗ ਮੀ, ਇਟਸ ਮਾਈ ਫਸਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਨ ਮੈਲਬਨ, ਸੋ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ। ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਟੂ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ। ਐਂਡ ਯਾ, ਡਾਰਲਿੰਗਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਫਸਟ ਫਿਲਮ, ਦੇਰ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਫਸਟ ਫੋਰ ਮੀ ਦਿਸ ਈਅਰ। First film, first time to Melbourne Film Festival. It's a very, very special film because it speaks about a subject that is very, very important. And I didn't want to preach. I wanted to make a film that is entertaining and also reach so that it reaches far more people. And so then people get the message, more people will watch your film. That's why, so it's a tricky film because I had to deal with humor and a very powerful message. And luckily, people have given me a lot of love. So thank you.
So I want to know, what's your journey like? How did you like went into the film line?
I have no family in the film business, but I grew up watching films because my dad used to watch films. I used to be in advertising, and from there on my love for cinema started, and then I started slowly making my way into this beautiful industry. And once I came here, I just never went back because it's a beautiful world. It's a world where I felt like I belong. I assisted, I wrote a lot of films, I wrote to direct, and then luckily I took Darlings to Red Chillies and they liked the script. We went to Alia, somehow she connected with it and fell in love with the script, and she even came on as a producer. So I am very, very grateful because I got a wonderful team to work with me. And when you have a first movie, you may, people like your work, but if you have a great team, then you can just do so much more with it. So yeah, I'm just very, very grateful.
So how did you came up with the story idea?
I had an idea about two women who are trying to set the daughter's marriage right. There's a mother and a daughter. I always knew that mother-daughter thode se hatke hain. So I wanted that humor, the dark humor to come. With dark humor, what happens is that you're not cracking jokes at the issue. You know, it becomes very real because the situation is funny. But wo to bichare, they are always scared or panicking or hurt, and they are just saying things out of that fear, which makes it so much funnier. Because when the daughter thinks of, you know, a bad thought about her husband and the cops call her, she feels that I thought of it and the police has come. So that I wanted to say the story like this, it was very important for me. Also, I wanted to say that revenge as a thought, it may cross your mind, but sometimes that's not the answer. The answer is to just walk away, you know, because revenge can eat you up all your life, and that's what my character Badrook, Alia's character, does. She thinks of becoming like him, she thinks of taking revenge, but then she realizes that if I'm like him, then what's the difference between him and me? And I felt that when I spoke to a lot of women for research, the hardest thing for them to do is to walk away from a relationship. Because breakup karne ko bahut dukh hota hai, you know, it's easy. I don't know why, when you're in a broken relationship, you just can't walk away and let go. I think that is the answer sometimes. If it's not working, please do give it a chance. But if it doesn't work, just walk away. And if it's worth it, it'll come back to you. If it's not, then it's just done.
So many women resonated with the story because not everyone has the courage to do what your protagonist does in the movie. Your name suggests you have a Punjabi heritage. So would love to know about your background. Where are you from?
I'm a Sardarni. I am from Bombay, born and brought up in Bombay. That's why my Punjabi is not great, which is why I'm not speaking in Punjabi. I know it, but it's not superb. My dad is from Delhi. My husband's family is, they are Sardars from Kashmir, actually. So I have a lot of family in Delhi, Chandigarh and Bombay. We are all happy, mad Sardars. And yeah, so that's why this Punjabi suit, I love Indian clothes. So yeah, that's my background.
And how hard it was to establish yourself in the industry?
Yeah, it is hard. It takes time. You have to sell your vision to people, especially when you don't know anyone. But I think if you keep at it, if you keep working hard and don't give up, your voice will be heard sooner or later. So I think it is hard. You have to have patience because, you know, everybody cannot be at the right place at the right time all the time. But if you just keep at it and keep writing, or if you want to be in this industry, keep writing and keep narrating your stories to people, right people come along sooner or later. And once they do, magic happens.
How many years it took you to like write and direct The Darlings?
Okay, so first I had an idea about the mother-daughter trying to fix the daughter's marriage right. Once I had the idea, before I shared it with anybody, I took 6 to 8 months and I just spoke to women. Because I wanted to understand what makes them stay in the marriage, what they're seeking. Because a lot of people said that they wanted their husbands to respect them. And for me, it was like, why do you need their respect from the man? You know, it's your own thing. If you respect yourself, everybody else will respect you. So I spoke to women, I think 6-8 months. Then I approached my co-writer and we wrote the film. Then that took about 6 months. Then I took it to Red Chillies. And in 2019 end, we met Alia and we shot the film in 2021 because COVID happened. So we were working very hard through COVID. So it takes 2 to 3 years to make a film because, you know, you have to prep well. Going on shooting just took like 42 days. Shooting doesn't take that long if you really, really prep well. So it takes a year to prep sometimes with actors, set design, costumes to get. I spent 3-4 months in the area where the film is shot in Baikla in Mumbai to understand the lingo because their dialect is very special. It's a mix of Urdu, Hindi, English and Marathi. So I had to understand that very well and understand who the people are, what they aspire to do. So yeah, and then 2021 we shot the film and 2022 August it released.
So you immersed yourself in the picture for 4 years. And before we go, any message, any special message for Melbourne people?
Oh, please watch Darlings. And if you have watched it, thank you for the love. And I'm very excited to be here and meet all you people.
Facebook ute SBS Punjabi nu like karo, sanja karo, ate apne vichar vi pratao.